What a year it's been for a home buyer or seller. For much of this year, the housing market has been incredibly hot, soaring prices, homes being bid up, sold almost as soon as they were listed. Now demand cooling down, more homes sitting on the market. So let's get a check of where we are with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
And sales are down, right?
Of course, when mortgage rates shoot up the way they have with interest rates, I mean, you had people out there who were enjoying some 3% mortgages, and now you're seeing them closer to 6%. And that's an inverting scale. You can afford more house with a cheaper mortgage. And when the Fed is out there ratcheting up rates, I think by design, because you saw prices jump up so much during this pandemic, this rediscovery of home life and additions and satellite markets, that it really wanted to cool it down.
Yeah, and they did that because they were fighting inflation, which makes its way into every story, it seems, like kudzu, you know, that weed that grows everywhere. But we're reading not just the interest rates going up to try to, you know, kind of cool down the market a bit. Inflation was pushing the price of other things higher. So maybe people are thinking, you know, I'm going to hold on to my cash, not buy a home. I mean, what's going on, do you think?
I think it works many ways because home prices were still running up quite a bit into July. I think I saw that the nationwide median list price in July was about $450,000,
wow,
which is up 17%
wow
from the year earlier.
Yeah.
And we've had supply chain issues and inflationary inputs, sheetrock, labor, tar, Whirlpool, washer, dryers, throughout this pandemic. But housing has just been relentless. You've had this kind of almost this fetish for sheltering and rediscovering home life and second homes. And that's deterred older people from downsizing. And it's really hit younger people and millennials who just can't afford the starter home.
Yeah, we're reading a lot about that older people who might normally historically be moving out of homes that are too big for them now, you know, can't find another home. And so they're holding on to what they have, and that ripples down. But are we seeing other sellers put off listing their homes until the market heats up in their favor again?
Yeah, you know, there was a stat, I think through Fannie Mae, that the share of sellers thinking it's a good time to list, that's fallen to 67% in July from 76% 2 months ago. And look, it's always a kind of a game of chicken. If you are sensing that we're, you know, the going's not going to be good, you might bring down the price. If you were hesitant about listing because you were confident about the equity you're going to have for years, you might start putting it out there. But you have seen on balance that buyers have more leverage right now. They can name their terms. They see more inventory out there. And there's finally a thaw in what's been just like a piping hot housing market.
Say that again, because I was going to ask, what about buyers? You know, what is their power at the negotiating table? Lay that out.
They are seeing more inventory. I guess if you can come in, financing is harder to get with mortgages going up and banks are being more discriminating. So if you have everything lined up and you can walk in and like, look, I know you're on the fence about selling this. You've taken the price down a couple months. Let's both of us try to defray the tension and let's make a deal here. But again, many are saying that I can just wait and mortgages are going to go up because we've only seen inflation go up and the Fed's going to have to hike even more.
Okay. Lock in, I think is what you're saying. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Robin. Thank you.